Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks for asking. You guys missed out on Greg Olsen the first two times around. How different is this Panthers offense with him in the game?
Well, anytime you're playing without one of your key players and someone that does, you know, so many things for your offense in the passing game, in the running game, his experience, you know, that's a key target. And so now it adds an element that you're having to defend, and it adds an element not only in the first and second downs, but on your third downs in red area. You know, there's been a timing and an experience factor that go into, you know, his snaps with Cam and their cohesiveness, if you will. So it certainly is a significant
Coach, you were
part of the game plan.
Sorry, Coach, you were that a key player as well in Marshawn Lattimore. Having him back, what does he allow you to do on the defensive side that you may not have been able to do in past years?
Well, look, I think there's been improvement on defense for a number of reasons. I think the back end benefits from the pass rush, and I think the front can benefit from tight coverage. So, you know, he's come in very quickly as a young player in his first year and gotten real comfortable with what we're doing scheme wise, and then his technique, and, you know, the ability to play bump, the ability to play off. You know, the one thing about our league, and I was talking to our media earlier this morning about it, is if you started at the beginning of the year and you looked at your opening day 53 and then your practice squad, and then you just tracked it throughout the season, you know, you go through, and you're always hoping you don't have as many injuries, but you go through so much change that, you know, even in this third game, there'll be players from both sides of the ball that maybe weren't playing, haven't been playing, or new to the team. And I think that's the attrition that is pretty typical in our league, especially when you get into the postseason.
Sean, I was wondering what you think of Cam Newton running the way he is at his age, 28 now, compared to early in his career. And what does that do, especially in the playoffs, when you have that extra threat?
Well, 28's young in my world. And I think, look, to his credit and the staff's credit, you know, they really found their niche in winning football games and got on a roll. And I think, you know, they're utilizing all their weapons, and it creates that added pressure on your defense when you can have design runs or even plays that take place spontaneously where, you know, he can scramble to throw or scramble to run. So, I mean, it's a challenge, and it's one of the elements that makes him a great player.
Sean, that last matchup in New Orleans, the play, the fourth down play with Kamara, how much of a tone setter was that? I know the Panthers linebacker was in pretty good position. For your guy to kind of bowl through him and get the score, what kind of statement did that make early in that game?
Well, it's one of those, as a coach, you look closely at it, and the decision to go for it, you know, early like that was trying to get some momentum. You know, it was defended well, and look, when you get down as close to the goal line as you are there, you know, oftentimes it's leverage, body lean, it's, you know, it's a number of things. And, you know, he made a real good play. He's got good balance. And very easily, though, it could have been one of those that was stopped. And fortunately, he was able to get in. But I think, you know, just being able to score early always, you know, gives you the momentum you're looking for. And yet, you know, you're in for, you know, four quarters.
Sean, we hear a lot about Julius Peppers from week to week from coaches that have faced him all throughout the league, but I'm wondering what your evaluation has been of the guy opposite him, Mario Addison.
Man, he's played exceptionally well. Last weekend, he played exceptionally well. He's got great get-off. He's got great bend, and I think that flexibility, you could see that he's also a real smart football player. So, you know, handling that front and knowing that on your left side is someone like Mario that really is a threat both in the run and the pass game. So you got to be real smart with your protections. And I think that, you know, he's played some of his best football this year and around our league. It's not a secret. You know, he's a top pass rusher and overall a real good defensive end. I mean, I think you just put on the film last week and the last few weeks and see it. So having played them twice, our players certainly have an appreciation for his skill set.
Sean, how much weight do you put into playoff experience? I know you guys have a good bit, and of course the Panthers do as well.
Well, I think, look, it can matter, and I would say, you know, we've got a younger roster. We've got a handful of guys that have been in the postseason, maybe some with other teams, actually, and some here. More recently, Carolina certainly does, and you know, there's that pride factor, and, you know, it's a playoff game, and really you're starting from scratch now in this tournament. So, you know, the same things that apply, though, during the regular season with regards to the turnovers, the field position battle, the third down, red zone, all of those things are the same things that become key and key components in winning a game like this.
Coach, you mentioned Cam Newton a second ago being a special player. He didn't have his best game last week against the Falcons. What are you expecting from him this week? Are you expecting him to bounce back, or are you hoping to give him that same sort of fits the Falcons did?
Well, listen, I mean, you know this. The competitor in him, I think it's not unusual a quarterback when their games certainly drew, and you just play it long enough at that position that aren't your better games. But, you know, his experience and his confidence level, you can see how it feeds basically, you know, to the rest of the offense and the team. So we're expecting, you know, his best game, and hopefully, you know, we can compete against it and limit the big plays and limit the plays he can make both in the air and on the ground.
Coach, you guys got a big play from Kamara in the special teams last week. What went into the decision to have him back there returning kicks, and does it worry you at all having kind of an offensive star back there returning kicks?
Well, I think we got down to the stretch, and we just felt like, you know, it's something he's comfortable with. He's got real good vision. You know, there's some weeks it's not as significant. I mean, with the rules now, you know, a guy like Gano, for instance, is, you know, hitting touchbacks, you know, right up there at the top of the league. Now, we knew last week Tampa Bay, with where the ball was going, that there were going to be return opportunities, and it was well blocked. Mike's done a great job with our special teams, and, you know, the whole group of them, you know, have a confidence level in the return game. So there is that balance, though, that you want to be smart, and yet, you know, you are at that stretch of the season where a play like that, you know, especially in the postseason, can mean the difference in winning and losing.
Coach, I read you talked about this week and changing things up slightly on offense because of a guy like Luke Kuechly and how smart he is. But, you know, playing the Panthers for the third time, how much of it just comes down to flat-out execution and doing that better than the opponent?
Well, it's all of those things. You know, I think it's pad level, it's technique, it's, you know, trying to stay on schedule. He's such a student of the game, and his instincts are so good that constantly as we prepare, just over the years, I'm always thinking in my mind, what has he seen? And what is he seeing with this formation? And it's a credit to, you know, how instinctive he is. And so you're always trying to maybe give formations that look the same, that are a little different play-wise. But I know this, if you line up with tendencies formationally and just continue to do the same things, you know, you're going to be a half man short with him and the rest of those guys. And so you, it's a battle at times, and you recognize, you know, the type of defense we're playing is outstanding. And so that requires the discipline. It requires all those things offensively to move the football.
Coach, obviously you have plenty of experience working with dynamic pass-catching running backs, but how does a guy like Mark Ingram help clarify the role of a rookie like Kamara coming in and kind of helps him lean into the potential that he has shown this year?
Well, I think it's a good question. And it really started, you know, in free agency when we signed Adrian Peterson. Both he and Mark, you know, right away in the off-season program, you know, they're lifting together, working out together, and, you know, there's that, I don't want to say role model, but there's someone, you know, is a first ballot Hall of Famer who's coming in and being a part of the team. And, you know, the unique thing, different than the NBA, you know, our draft comes after free agency, and when we drafted Alvin, there was a vision for him, and yet the challenge for us in general was trying to feed three running backs. And but I think that competition early in camp, just the three of them, you know, wanting to excel and do well, I think elevates the game, and that's nothing new. You know, the competition, regardless of your age, brings out the best in you, and I think that combination of both Mark and a guy like Adrian, for a player like Alvin to come into this league. I mean, I mention this or say this a lot to the scouts. You know, when a young player comes into a team, you know, who's in front of him that he's patterning his study habits, his game like, and it's always, I think, an advantage when you have successful players at that position already. They see how they work, they see how they train, and I think that, you know, as we've gone on to the season now, and Mark and Alvin are splitting touches in our plays, I think there is that closeness with them, and both of them wanting to excel.
Sean, another Black Monday kind of came and went. You've kind of now among the most longest tenured coaches in the league, and Ron's tenure is starting to kind of stack up. What does that mean for what's that mean for both your programs and the division?
Well, listen, I think, you know, in the division, you know, as a coach, you're proud of, here's three teams, you know, Carolina, Atlanta, and New Orleans, that they're all represented in the postseason, and it's really a credit to the division. You know, that happens, but it doesn't happen often. And I think that I've known Ron long enough, and man, it seems like these games run together because you lose track of them, and the years kind of fly by. It doesn't seem like, you know, for me, 11, and yet you appreciate every one of them, and the rosters gradually change. You recognize the type of business we're in, and it's always tough to see peers, you know, guys that we know closely, you know, not having their job when the season ends. It's always, you know, disappointing, and yet, you know, it seems as if it's a bigger deal now. The hot seat tracker, all those things, that's changed over the years. I don't like it when it's reported prior to it happening, and yet understand certainly the speculation. But it's a great profession to be in, and the fun thing about it is being around young players.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you very
much. All right, thank you, guys. We'll see you.